133. An irreverent attitude. Smithers, don't you think it's ironic that your irregular nighttime activities are in inverse proportion to your reputation as an expert in the area of invertebrate research? The director of the academy demanded to know. I should like to invoke my right to remain silent, sir, Smithers defiantly replied. Your invocation of some right or other will do you no good at all. I find your irresponsible behavior, coupled with your irreverent attitude, quite irreconcilable with your position. Unless you come clean, Smithers, we shall have to investigate those allegations against you very seriously indeed. That's not an inviting prospect, neither for you nor for the Academy. Pending the outcome of the investigation, you will be put on involuntary leave. Sir, my behavior both in and out of work has been irreproachable, apart only from the fact that I have found the odd glass or two of gin and tonic irresistible. Listen, man, the damage you have done to the reputation of this institution of learning and research is probably already quite irreparable, and I find your answers so far have been quite irrelevant. Your irresolute attitude, coupled with your irrepressible sense of nonchalance, simply is inappropriate to the seriousness of the situation. You simply leave me no choice. My decision is irreversible. You are on indefinite leave pending the investigation. The irony of it is, of course, Smithers, that you were such an outstanding member of our team when you first got here. Tell me, what's got into you lately? Smithers stood in silence.